Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the light that's coming from the Lord. He shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play our hand, we think he planned, we on our own mission. They fall apart, then we blank off by our own decisions. He laid the passions through the mess, he gave us all a vision. And said we'd rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gully, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. We get in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my flight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ and won't stop, bringing Christ to city blocks. People unemployed, top is block, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock. When you really know the plot, we need a Christ to silent rock, because we are a lost flock. How you rate me? I do this for my Jesus, really, y'all can't even hate me. I hear the word of God popping like a gun on safety. Louder than the enemy, he really wanna break me. Praying hard to Jesus Christ, I need him to embrace me. My lifestyle is flaky, at best most are shaky. I'm trying to open up the enemy, want to sedate me. Bury me in work and bills, no time for music daily. Help me save more people to add to God's kingdom. You gotta know your system, start to recognize your demons. When you're hearing Christ, you're hearing freedom ringing. You gotta change your ways before you're in the mausoleum. I care about my people, I wanna see a stronger. More people see the kingdom, please start serving Christ with honor. No, I'm not perfect, this post on one accord. I gotta change my own way so I can stay aboard. You're loving so much, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You loving so much, so you're loving beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. I flow through them, just living reckless. I got some preachers on my rise, they hold the message. Christ is in my heart, he used to be on my necklace. I let my chain hang while my heart was still reckless. I was all about the fashion as I missed a lesson. The change was a distraction as I was missing blessings. Missing the blessing, that's like the empty confession. It is only a problem if you want to get into heaven. We claim keeping it real but never showing the proof. Fighting for your lifestyle but stay away from the truth. Claiming that you are so real, your life is so obtuse. Real, recognize real when I don't recognize you. This world is almost over, but still you conform. Christ knows the man behind the one that you perform. When the real you died, Christ wept when he mourned. The real you blew away like sand in the windstorm. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is so true, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Yeah. My son is my legacy, keeping him on course, follow Christ with the family, whole family, clergy, go to church, is his pedigree, he's a blank piece of paper, got him right, magically, true man of God, and heaven's where your treasures be, teach him how to trust God and recognize your enemies, teach him how to stay away from drugs and the Hennessy, keep his mind clear, so he's always thinking sensibly, his mind is open, so precocious. Put him on the instrument, he's getting more focused brain. Move ahead of time like Marty and his flaming lotus. Show him stay with Christ, and nothing's ever hopeless. He gotta be a man of God, no weapon for him to kiss him. Show ever prosper, stay with Christ and shining like a prism. I pray to God Almighty, keep my boy safe. Keep him next to you when I'm in a better place. You love him so much, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. You love him so much, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual.
Good morning, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer. And I know there's power in prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, or prayer can change you. And we thank God for that Christ consciousness, that we believe in the power of prayer, and we believe in that miracle-working power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're in the month of September, and we'll be in October pretty soon. So we thank God for this miracle-working season. Yes, he is. He's working miracles. He's working miracles. He's working miracles in your life and in my life. He is truly a miracle-working God. Amen? And we know the word of God does not lie. He is a miracle-working God. Let's go to our scriptures, the word of God. And miracle-working wonders happen when you read and pray the scriptures. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Good morning to you, you, and you. And again, I would like for you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25029, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Again, that's P.O. Box 25021. Let me get that right. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Okay, let's get that correct now. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. The devil is a liar, and he's a deceiver. I'm going to receive your praise reports. I'm going to receive your prayer requests. And in the midst of that, we're still sending out our beautiful, blessed prayer rugs. If you desire to have a prayer rug, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is good, and there's a blessing in being obedient to the Spirit of God. We know that some of you want to text. We know some of you want to call. Some of you want to email. But there's obedience in doing what thus says the Lord. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Again, that's Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. There's a best blessing in being obedient to the Spirit of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, amen? And sometimes we have to sacrifice a little bit of time, sacrifice a stamp, an envelope, amen? But there's a blessing in that, and I want you to know that this morning. There's a blessing in being obedient to the word of God, the will of God. Receive your blessings today and be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. Be obedient to the man or woman of God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send in your prayer requests, your praise reports, and again, request your beautiful prayer rug. God is truly, truly good, and we thank God for Jesus. We had our communion service on yesterday, and we continue to have our services on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. We thank God. Due to COVID, we do it every Sunday, but thank God some of the churches are now open back up. So we continue to do our services on the second and fourth Sunday at 11 o'clock to 12 noon at the Prayer and Praise Chapel. We thank God for Jesus, for the beautiful, blessed prayer, Queen Mother Annie Green. Okay, that's the second and fourth Sunday at the Prayer and Praise Chapel. We continue to have services in our nursing homes, and we thank God for our nursing home ministry that are going out at the 11 o'clock hour conducting services for those that are confined in the nursing homes, those that are there for rehabilitation, and for the nurses and the doctors that want to come out, the nurses' aides, and those that prepare the food, and those that clean the facility. We thank God for you to come out and join our service at 11 a.m. to 12 noon in our nursing homes. And we just thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly in the blessing business. We thank God for the service that all of you are surrendering. Our prayer warriors, we thank God for you praying without ceasing. And we all have, we have a prayer wheel where we pray around the clock. So if you have a time that you pray, I want you to send me that time. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. But we have established a prayer wheel where we're praying around the clock. And if you want to be on that prayer wheel, just let me know. Amen. And we'll submit your name. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. The blessed city of Baltimore. And we are blessed, truly, truly blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is still in the blessing business. And we believe in what God is saying he will do. Amen. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Hallelujah. You've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And we thank God for you, Jesus. We thank God for the service that we rendered on yesterday in the prayer and praise chapel. I want you all to listen in on the second Sunday and on the fourth Sunday. And I'm going to give you that number that you dial. 1-313-209-8800. That's 1-313-209-8800. PIN number is 410-501. That's the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of each month. We're at the Prayer and Praise Chapel in the beautiful, blessed city of Baltimore. Dial in at 1-313-209-8800, and the PIN number is 410-501. Again, join us on the second and fourth Sundays at 11 a.m. in the Prayer and Praise Chapel. God is blessing. God is healing. God is doing some miraculous things, and we thank God for Jesus. He said, forsake not the assembling of the saints. And we thank God that you all are assembling. If you're not in the church, you're in your home, maybe on your job, assembling together to pray. On the streets, amen. Maybe sitting outside on the steps, or as in New York they say, on the stoops, sitting on your porches. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Joyce Meyer started her ministry while people were sitting on the steps. And she had on her hot pants and smoking her cigarette and drinking her beer. But she started her ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God that God uses whoever he uses. And God makes the changes in our lives. Thank you, God. He will change your dress code. Yes, he will. He will change your dress code. And we thank God. So all we do is pray for one another. And let each and every person know that our bodies are a temple of God. And you are to present your body unto God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Present your bodies unto God. And we thank God for Jesus, that young men are now pulling up those pants. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray for them, that they'll keep those pants up. Pull them up for Jesus. Hallelujah. And young women, don't date a man that's walking around with pants hanging down below his butt. My God, you may love him, but that's not of God. Thank you, Jesus. Women, dress according to the word of God. Your body is a temple of God, and you want to present your body as a temple. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is right there all up in your face. He's watching you. He sees and knows exactly what you're wearing. I know some of you said the word of God says come as you are. He's talking about your heart. Your heart, come as you are. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that sometimes you may not have certain clothing, but in due time, God will make provision for those clothing. Thank you, God. I had a prostitute that came in off the street as I was doing a class at the Bond Secure Community Support Center. And she came over to me and she said, Dr. Stewart, can I change my clothes? I don't want to come into the class like this. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We have clothing there. And we showed her to the clothing room. And she changed her clothes to present herself presentable unto God. Thank you, God. You who know better, God requires you to do better. Thank you, God. You ought to try to attract a man with your character, integrity. Thank you, Jesus. Not exposing your body. My God, my God, my God. Wait till you get that spouse and expose your body to that spouse once you're married. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Male and female, God created Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we got to continue to pray for those that think differently. My God, he loves you, but he hates the sin. And homosexuality is a sin. Thank you, God. But he loves you, men and women of God. He loves the liar. He loves the thief. He loves the backbiter. He loves those that commit adultery and fornication. He loves you, but he hates the sin. The gossipers. He loves you, but he hates the sin. And we're praying that God will deliver you. Hallelujah. That you'll be delivered. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. But he hates sin. You may say something about that person I just don't like. S-I-N. S-I-N. Praying against that jealousy spirit, that spirit of jealousy. My God, my God, my God. That's a dangerous spirit. We come against that spirit of jealousy. What God has for you is for you. And can't nobody take what God has for you from you. My God, my God, my God, we come against that spirit of jealousy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of covetousness. Stop wishing that you were like someone else. Stop wishing you had the home they have. Stop wishing that you had the car they have. Stop wishing you had the clothes they have. Covetousness. Stop wishing that you had the voice they have. If God wanted you to sing, he'll give you a voice to sing. But until then, use the voice that God has given you. Sing unto the glory of God. Use what God has given you. Stop coveting other people. We come against that spirit of jealousy. You have a family. You have a family of Jesus Christ. He's your father, your mother, your sisters, and your brothers. He's with you every step of the way. The word of God says, when father and mother forsake you, then God will take you up. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. What you're going through may not be good, but God is still good, and he's right there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against that spirit of covetousness right now, and you pray to God that you stop it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop wishing that you are like someone else. Stop wishing that you look like someone else. You're beautiful in the eyesight of God. Thank you, Jesus. Learn how to love yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, my God, you're a beautiful woman of God. You're a handsome man of God. In the eyesight of God, you are beautiful. You're handsome. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And treat your body like a temple of God. Destroy that temple with drugs and alcohol. Don't destroy that temple. You know what you're doing. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling God. You're only fooling yourself. Your body is a temple of God. Be a leader and not a follower. Thank you, Jesus. Be a leader and not a follower. Somebody said, I'm not a leader. Yes, you are, especially those of you that have children. You should be leading those children somewhere. And I pray that you're leading them to Jesus Christ and not to the club. My God, my God, my God. What you've done in the past, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, my God, my God, all things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. Now, if you're going to the club to witness, to let someone know how good God is, you go there. If you want to witness, in the bar, in the club, if you're strong enough, my God, you got to have that strength of the Almighty Living God that you will not bow down to the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody need to hear this today. Do not bow down to the enemy. Did God give you that assignment to go into the bar or to the club? Watch out. Did God give you that assignment to go into the crack house? If God did not give me that assignment, I suggest you stay out of there. You Holy Spirit, you are a brand new creature in Christ. Everything and everyone is not your assignment. Did God assign you to say that to that individual? Did you pray about it? My God, my God, my God. Did God give you that assignment? Pray about it. If God did not give you that assignment, you need to go back and pray and seek the Lord. And say, God, what is my assignment? Who is my assignment? What are you telling me to do today? Are you telling me to go and visit someone and give them a glass of water? Are you telling me to go and visit someone and sweep up around their home? Maybe scrub their steps for them? Maybe water their flowers for them? Bringing joy to someone? Telling them a funny joke? Instead of murmuring and complaining, talking about your problems all the time? My God, my God. Go and cheer someone up. Let someone know how good God is. Thank you, Zariel, for sharing your drawings with me and with your great-grandmother. That's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Cheer someone up this morning. Let someone know that God is a good God. He's a precious God. He can do anything but fail. We thank you for those that do tasks for others, that do chores for others. Taking someone to the doctor or to the hospital. My God, be a blessing to someone. Bring joy to someone, men and women of God. Stop murmuring and complaining all the time, wanting to have your way. As I said before, it's not about you having your way. This is not Burger King. Let the will of God be done in your life and in the lives of others. Pray, God, your will be done, not my will, but your will. And you will see miracle signs and wonders take place in your life. And as the word of God says, you will do greater things ye shall do, men and women of God. The word of God tells us in John 14:12, ye shall do greater things. Why is it that you're not doing greater things? The word of God says that. Are you trusting in God and leaning not to their own understanding? Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Thank you, Jesus. In Hebrews 12:11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You ain't got to see it to believe it. Don't be like Doubting Thomas. I don't see that. I don't know how that is going to happen. If you trust God and believe in God, if it's according to the will of God, yes, it will happen. In God's own time, not in your own time, he'll change that wayward son. He'll change that wayward daughter in God's time. And you are to pray and use some tough love. Amen. A lot of times, parents, we got to use tough love. Grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, we got to use tough love. It's not about them liking you. Use some tough love. The police officers shouldn't be raising our children. The mayor and the governor shouldn't be raising our children. The police commissioner should not be raising our children. They're your children. They said they're squeezy kids. They shouldn't be taking over the streets. Parents, where are you when your squeezy kids are out there? My God, do you know where their children are? And children, do you know where your parents are? My God, it worked both ways. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, work both ways. Glory be to God. Yes, your children should know where you are if you're a man or woman of God. Children, your parents should know where you are at all times and your friends that you're hanging around. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. And your house should be a place of worship, a place of joy and peace and love and happiness. Don't let every spirit come into your home. They will destroy your home, destroy your marriage, destroy your relationship with your children. Spirit should not come into your home. My God, you got to be careful about inviting everyone into your home. I know it sounds good, saying my house is an open door to everyone, but you got to be careful about who you allow to come into your home. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to the word of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from an eastern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Thou shalt, what? Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample up the feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I deliver him. I will be with him, what? I will be with him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, honor him with long life. We're praying for long and healthy life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. We ought to know that by heart by now. And if you don't carry it with you, read it. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. Print it up. Make a copy of it. And read it. And share it with others. Psalm 91, a song of protection. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for your protection from the enemy. We thank you for your protection from the seen and unseen danger. We thank you for protecting us right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also the spear and stop it where against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Jesus paid it all, to him I owe. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me over and over and over again. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. All you got to do is turn your life over to Christ. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And those of you that's not saved need to just cry out and say, Jesus, I'm calling upon you. Save my soul. Set me free. I believe that you suffered and died on the cross of my sins, past, present, and future. I believe I'm now a child of God. I believe that you will forgive me of my sins, because the word of God says you're faithful and just. Forgive me of my sins. Invite him into your heart today. Say, Jesus, 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 come into my heart. Touch me with your Holy Spirit. I need a touch from you, Lord, right now. Invite Christ into your life right now. Say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Past, present, and future sins. I repent, because you said in your word that you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. I welcome you into my life. I want you in my life. Right now, Lord. Right now. Right now, Lord. I want you in my heart. I receive you as my personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you said that prayer for the first time, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Even if it's only one, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You're now in the body of Christ. You're now a man or woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. If you said that prayer for the first time, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me and say, Chief Apostle, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And we're going to send you a special gift in the name of Jesus. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing, my sisters and my brothers. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy light as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who bringeth wicked devices in pass, because of man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Let's go back. Rest in the Lord. Keep your mouth shut. The Lord will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Stop telling enemies all your plans, all your trials, all your tribulations. God knows all about them. If you need to talk to a counselor, find a Christian counselor. Glory be to God. It's nothing wrong with getting counseling. But you find a counselor that's a Christian counselor, somebody you could trust, a man or woman of God that you could trust, a prophet or prophetess that you could trust, a pastor that you could trust. All pastors are not equipped to counsel. So pray to God and ask God to help you seek wise counsel, that it will be confidential and not spread all over the church, all over the community, all over your job. Stop going to your job telling your coworkers all your business so you know it's all over the job. And then you're angry and mad with that person. You had no business telling them your business. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And pray for your boss. If you have to go to your boss for a situation or something that you're going through, pray for that boss. Some jobs have employee assistance programs. Pray for those that work in the employee assistance program. That if you have the desire to go and talk with someone, that they'll keep it confidential. Thank you, Jesus. Now you're mad with your coworkers because you confide in that coworker. And you didn't ask God if I should confide in a coworker. My God, my God, my God, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Now you mad that coworker, you want to beat him up. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance, and you ought to thank him for yours. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Nothing like peace. Are you a peacemaker this morning? Men and women of God, we ought to be peacemakers. A dove that carries a bone, bring a bone. A dove that bring a bone, carry a bone. Watch out. That's what the old folks used to say. Watch out. They'll tell everything that you said and nothing that they said. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, they have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and guess what? their inheritance shall be forever. Yes, my sisters and my brothers, your inheritance shall be forever. Remember, what God has for you is for you. Can't no devil from hell keep you from getting what God has for you. Now, if you don't obey the voice of God, and if you're not living according to the will of God, you're going to allow certain things to happen to you. Watch out. You got to obey the voice of God. You got to listen to hear the voice of God. You got to tarry some time and wait on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For God has for you, he has for you. But you got to be obedient to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then we wonder, how did I get into this mess? You asked for it. You kept begging for it. You kept pleading for it. So God said, okay, go ahead, take it. You want, here, you keep begging to ask for it, take it. My God, my God. Psalm 56, be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up, fighting daily oppresses me. The fighting of the enemy coming against you. Yes, the enemy is going to come against you. I want you to know that right now. Everybody don't like you. Think it's not strange. Jesus loves you. Men and women of God, we should love one another. We should show the world that agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. My enemies will daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou, Most High, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of all the enemies coming against you, trust in God. And God will I praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Flesh. I will not fear what flesh can do against me. Every day, my rest, my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Yes, the enemy is waiting for your soul. But God will not allow it. Shall they escape my iniquity? In thine anger cast down thy people, O God? Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into a bottle. Are they not in the book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. I want you to hear that this morning. God is for you. God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. And God will I praise his word. And the Lord will I praise his word. And God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. God does not give us the spirit of fear. Thank you, Jesus. You got a sound mind? Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. At all times, I'm going to use common sense. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to use common sense. And God will I praise thy word, and the Lord will I praise thy word. And God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praise unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the light. He is the light of the world. Thank God. Jesus is the light of the world. And we ought to praise him and thank him for that light, that you're no longer walking in darkness, but you're walking in the light of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and while they shall be the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer unto thee, shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Thank you for that purging. Jesus Christ will purge your sins away. Yes, he will. Right where you are, he will purge those sins away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and comes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. We serve a holy God, my sisters and brothers. We are created in the image of God. So be ye holy. Thy terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of earth. Do you have confidence in God this morning? And of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which setteth the noise, or stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of thy waves, and the turmoil of thy people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the mornings and evenings to rejoice. Thou visit the earth and waters it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest their corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof that maketh it soft with snow showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crowneth the year with thy goodness, and thy path drop fatness. Thy drop unto the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. Every side. The hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are clothed, covered with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Are you shouting for joy this morning? I'm not going to let no rock cry out for me. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to shout for joy. You ought to praise God. You ought to rejoice in the Lord. And see how much better you'll feel this morning. You won't feel burdened down. Jesus Christ will lift up your spirits. Thank you, God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Shout out, Jesus, I need you. Shout out, Jesus, I want you. Shout out, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus Christ, touch my soul. Shout out, Jesus Christ, touch my heart. Shout out, Jesus Christ, come into my mind. You are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Jesus Christ, fix my mind right now. Jesus Christ, come into my temple. Give me a cleansing and a purging of my temple. Your body is a temple of God. And men and women of God, we need to say this more often. My body is a temple of God. Thank you, Jesus, that my body is a temple of God. And old things have passed away. And behold, new things are now appearing in my life. New things. My body is a temple of God. Thank you, Jesus. You need to say this every day. My body is a temple of God. And you'll watch what you're doing with that temple. Stop destroying the body of the temple of God. We always think it's a place. Yes, we do have some temples that are built up and made by man. But your body is a temple of God. You were created in the image of God. Watch the image that you're presenting. We worship God in spirit and in truth. We worship God in spirit and in truth, not in lies. My God, my God, my God, we come against that lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Someone's been lying and lying and lying and lying and lying. We come against that spirit of lies right now and that spirit of deceitfulness. Cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Let it burn and disintegrate, never to return in the name of Jesus. Someone's been lying on someone. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. cast those lives back to the pits of hell, never to return. Let them burn in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against that spirit of jealousy, envy, backbiting. Send it back to the pits of hell. Let it burn and never appear. My God, my God. God is moving this morning in your life like never before. The spirit of God is falling down upon you. Thank you, Jesus, for opening doors for someone right now. We thank you, Father God, for shutting doors for someone right now. We thank you for a new beginning for someone. We thank you for those that are trusting you and walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you for going into someone's home right now and saturating that home with your presence. Thank you, God, for going into their backyard, the front yard, Father God. We thank you for going into someone's room. Someone have just a room, Father God. But let them praise you and glorify you, magnify you for that room that they have. We thank you, Father God, for the individual living, Father God, in close quarters. We thank you right now for letting your presence be known and felt in that location. We thank you, Father God, but you said you're with us at all times, and we believe it, and we trust you, and take you at your word. We pray, glory be to God, for those that have been touched by tornadoes and floods and fires, Father God. Their homes have been destroyed. Glory be to God. But we pray, Father God, you'll provide a home for them, a new home, a new clothing, new shelter. We thank you, Father God, right now for those that are still in the land of the living. And for those that have lost loved ones, we pray, Father God, that your body, your spirit will be with them. We thank you, Father God, for comforting them right now, those that have lost loved ones this past year, this past month, this past week, even on yesterday. We pray that you'll comfort them right now, Father God. Let them see Jesus in the midst of all they're going through. Let them call upon you. Let them depend upon you. We're praying for our young people, Father God, that you'll touch them individually and collectively. Let them walk as leaders in the body of Christ. As they go off to school and college and universities, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. As they ride on the school buses, as the parents take them to school, as neighbors take them to school, protect our children right now in the name of Jesus. And we call upon you to have those individuals to lay down weapons right now in the name of Jesus, that they will not continue to fire weapons illegally against our children. As they go off to want to learn and receive knowledge, that they will grow up, Father God, and become presidents and kings and queens, vice presidents, senators, congresspersons. We pray, Father God, for our children right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord, against the drug individuals that are selling drugs, the drug pushers, Father God. Keep them away from our children and not have our children have a desire to inject drugs into their veins, to not take pills. Keep them away from our children, to not inject alcohol into their systems. My God, my God, my God, keep their bodies holy and acceptable unto the Almighty Living God. And we pray for those that have been called alcoholics. We pray right now, Father God, that you'll touch their bodies right now. Restore, restore, and restore. That you're no longer an alcoholic, that you no longer must have a drink in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That you will not allow drugs and alcohol to control you. Call upon the name of Jesus. Surrender your life to him right now. He will make a way out of no way. He'll help you go through that situation. He'll provide everything that you stay in need of. Glory be to God. Bless, heal, and deliver. We pray, Father God, for those that are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We come against mental illness, Father God. Touch their minds right now and regulate their minds. We come against that bipolar disorder. We come against, Father God, those disorders, Father God, that are affecting our minds right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that's been affected by COVID. We come against that disease right now, monkeypox, Father God, HIV and AIDS, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against those diseases, Father God, that the doctors don't even know what to call them. We come against right now. that we'll keep our temples holy and clean. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to rise up against your people in the name of Jesus. We lift up Maddie Gibson, Susan Gibson, Aaron Gibson. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Greta and all the postal workers that are walking the streets, delivering our mail. We pray for their safety in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage celebrating another birthday. Glory, hallelujah. Bless him with 92 more long years. Thank you, Jesus. Lift them up out of his sickbed, Father God. Let them know that you're still God and you're God all by yourself. Let them know that you are a healer. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for his wife, Sister Nettie Savage, Father God, that you'll touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We pray, glory be to God, for Mother Annie Green, Father God. You'll touch her and bless her and heal her. Give her the strength that she desires to go a little bit further. We thank you, Father God. Glory be to God for Miss Mary Robinson, that you'll bless her soul, her mind, her body, her spirit, and her soul in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you give our seniors a double portion. Touch their veins, their arteries, their backs, Father God, their legs, that they'll be able to walk again. They'll be able to leap for joy. We know you can work miracles, and we believe without the shadow of a doubt that you'll work a miracle for all of our seniors in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, the men and women of God, our archbishops, our bishops, our kings and our queens, President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband. We pray, Father God, for our world leaders in the name of Jesus. They'll call upon you and seek you before they make any decisions, Father God, concerning our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Trouble the minds and the spirits of those that are in Congress, House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Touch our congressmen, our senators, House of Representatives. Father God, we pray right now for our delegates. We thank you right now for our councilmen, that you'll touch their minds right now, saturate their minds with the spirit of the Almighty Living God, and before they make any decisions, that they will cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. Then we pray that our children will be obedient to the Spirit of God. Let someone share the Word of God with them. Let someone pray for them, that they'll be obedient to the Spirit of God. Touch our children individually and collectively, their parents, Father God, that they will yield to you and not forsake you. Touch, Father God, our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, and they will lead our children down the straight and narrow path, that they will not yield to Satan, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God will fall upon our loved ones right now and bless our children in a very special way. We all need you. We need you, Father God. We need you right now. And we're inviting you into our lives on this day and the days to come. Bless our homes once more, that we will worship you, glorify you, and magnify you. And the Spirit of God will dwell in our homes, in our churches, on our jobs, as we walk the streets, in our cities, our counties. The Spirit of God will dwell in our country, in our nation, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And we thank you, Father God, right now, for those that sing the songs of Zion. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that you touch the rappers, that they will rap for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and not for Satan. Touch every rapper, Father God, that they will rap for Jesus Christ and not for Satan. They will create songs for our young people to hear about Jesus. They will create movies that our children want to see about Jesus. Thank you, glory be to God. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Our movie industry, our televisions, our cell phones, our computers, our laptops, and let Jesus come in and take out the garbage. Take out the garbage. Take out the garbage from these computers and laptops and cell phones. Glory be to God. Take out the garbage right now in the name of Jesus. Someone is exposing our children to right now in the name of Jesus. We come against child pornography. We come against pornography, period, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit right now from that man, from that woman that want to watch pornography in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit right now. Send it back to the pits of hell, never to return in our lives, in our minds, in our souls. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, those individuals using our children. We come against the rapists in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds right now that they will not touch our sons, our daughters, our husbands, our wives. They will not touch our family members individually or collectively. We come against that rapist right now in the name of Jesus and touch that mind right now, Father God. Wake him up and shake him up in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit right now. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance, Father God. We thank you right now for delivering that drug addict. Thank you from drugs, illegal drugs. We pray for those that are taking prescription drugs and let them use them in the right fashion. We pray, Father God, right now over our medication that we receive on a daily basis. We pray for our vaccines that we are receiving, Father God, to come against different illnesses and diseases. We pray over our medication and our vaccines that the benefits will outweigh the side effects in the name of Jesus. We pray over our food, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, that we receive the benefits from our food. We pray for our doctors and our nurses and those that are dispensing the medication. We pray for our scientists that are creating the medication. We pray for our farmers. Our farmers, we thank you for them that are planting the crops, picking the crops. We thank you for them right now. Those that are working in the factories on a daily basis, we are praying for you. We thank you, Father God, right now for our land. We thank you, Father God, for our land that you have blessed us with. We thank you for the land. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you said in your word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You told us to pray without ceasing, and we are being obedient to the word of God. We are crying out to you this morning, not to man. We are seeking you, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to cry out to you. We thank you, Father God. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you for a healing right now. We thank you for healing upon this land. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the glory for healing this land on this day. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me today at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear your praise reports. I want to hear your prayer requests. 24 hours we are praying around the clock. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Yes, this is your power hour of prayer. Tune in again at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning. We're crying out to Jesus for you, you, and you. Yes, he is a deliverer. Yes, he is a healer. Yes, he is a way maker. Yes, he is your all in all. He is a miracle worker. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Expect a miracle in your life today. Receive your miracles on this day. This is miracle working season, and you are a miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.